Good morning, everybody. Captain Marty here. We're going to talk a little fishing and a weekend coming up. Lots in the fishing news. I'll be right back.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras, and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shalabag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
All right, well, as I said, there's a lot to talk about. You know, the week has gone by, has provided some really good inshore backcountry fishing, and now we've had 3 or 4 days of guys offshore fishing as well. It's not been great, but there's still 500-pound tuna to be caught, bluefin tuna. Captain Ned Ashby and others out there with a international clientele catching and releasing these big bluefin tunas. Not much on the yellowfins. We have had a little sign of them about 2 weeks ago, but just not a whole lot going on there. Although down in Hatteras, boats fishing yesterday had great blackfin tuna fishing. So really, we have blackfin, yellowfin, and bluefin tuna available to us. There's also a couple of wahoo caught in the catches today. Congratulations to Mike Payment out on his boat, and they caught a nice wahoo, so that's all good. Working our way west, we hit the beach, and we find out that there's a scattered puppy drum. A few other things going on, too. A speckled trout or two, but mostly way on, as far as surf fishing goes, way down the beach. Below Ocracoke and below, all the way down to Morehead City. But everything is starting to fire up.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance at Kill Devil Hill. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Back in the Sound, very good puppy drum fishing, especially back at Hatteras. Our charter boats and recreational fishermen down there are doing very well. We have some sheephead in the catches yesterday. That's the first of those we've heard. And of course, the speckled trout bite is what everybody is talking about. It's been very, very good. It continues to be very, very good. And now they're getting bigger as things start to warm up. Water temperatures are coming up above 50 degrees now. It just looks like we're going to be in for a really good weekend of fishing. So either go wet a line yourself or take a look at our guides. Many, many price ranges and types of guiding available. It's also a good time to simplify things and just go fish on a canal bank or around Lake Manawaskee. Freshwater bite is picking up both yellow perch and crappie. Somebody asked about the white perch, but I'm not seeing a lot of white perch in the catches now, but the yellow perch are there, or also known as a raccoon perch. They're great to eat. So there's plenty of availability for all types of things fishing wise. We're going to see, it was just beautiful and slick calm offshore today. So I just think that the surf fish is going to fire up over the weekend a little bit more as water temperatures come up. You're not going to catch them in the motel room, so go out and wet a line. That's my report for you on this Friday.